Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. 1. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Now, we get messages on the Flirt Divert line. You know that by now. But we also get texts, too. Like, hundreds of them.
And it does pictures.
Everything, yeah.
So you've been sending your dingly-dangly out to people.
We don't ever check the pictures very often. But because you can't hear texts, we get top celebrities to read them out. What happens is every week, Laura kind of has a big planner, and she plans weeks in advance who is going to be the celebrity that reads out the texts on a Wednesday. And who have you got again today?
Dick and Dom.
And how long ago did you book them?
If I'm honest, actually only about an hour ago.
When they were walking past?
Yeah, until then it was going to be Alid from the Chris Moyle show.
Right.
But only because...
You don't really plan this, do you?
No, I do. Only because a really top celebrity let me down.
Who?
So I had to find somebody
Who?
Else. I can't tell you
that.
You
have to name and shame them if they've let you down.
Well, no, because we might be able to get them to do it another week.
But then they might let you down again.
In which case we'll name and shame them.
I think you should name and shame them now.
No.
Right, so when we finally get this person, we'll be impressed, will we?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Was it Angelina Jolie?
Is it that standard?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm prepared to wait then. Dick and Dom, fine this week. They are top celebs, though. They're starting on Radio 1 next weekend, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Not this weekend, next weekend. Now, I don't know whether this one is Dick or Dom. Maybe you'll be able to know. But I haven't got a clue.
Just thinking of you. Chris Moyles is playing Gold Digger. Hope all is well in the world of IT. Laters, John.
Why is he doing that like the Queen?
Especially as the person's called John.
Is that the Queen Dom. Masquerading as John?
That was Dominic.
How do you know that?
Because I can tell.
You can tell when they're doing a Queen voice which one is which?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Heya, Vicky, did you get home okay last night?
I don't know which one that is either.
That's Dick.
Right. See, whoever sent that text is probably quite worried, don't you think?
Hey, Vicky, did you get home okay last night?
Or it's just a boy trying to start a conversation.
Yeah. Showing a caring side.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry to everyone Scottish for listening for this next one.
Ye stupid gut!
That's a nice text to get, isn't it?
Ye stupid gut!
Which one's that?
Dick.
Right, okay. Thanks for keeping me up to date.
I'm going to... Yeah, guess that it's Dick every time.
Right.
Do you want to start betting?
No.
I just always assume it's Dick.
Hi, Gary, it's Skimpy Chris. Hope you had a nice time tonight. I did. Can't wait till YMCA next week, you sexy thing. Out your thong, on.
What was that last bit?
Hi, Gary, it's Skimpy Chris. Hope you had a nice time tonight. I did. Can't wait till YMCA next week, you sexy thing. Out your thong, on.
I think it might be put your thong on, and they've got it wrong.
Can they not read?
Out your thong, on. No, I think that's how it was written.
Oh, right, okay, right.
They're always read how they were written on the original text, right. You see. I think I might know Skimpy Chris.
Really?
Skimpy Chris.
Hi, Gary, it's Skimpy Chris.
No, Skimpy Chris, I know him, I think.
It's Gimpy.
No, it's not. God.
Hi, Gary, it's Skimpy Chris.
That's clearly Skimpy Chris.
Do you know Gimpy Chris as
no?
well? You're very definite about that.
Hey, you there, did you have a good night last night? Bet you've forgotten my name.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. Yeah.
Why is he putting on that voice?
Is that his normal voice?
Yeah.
Hey, you there, did you have a good night last night? Bet you've forgotten my name.
They've run out of voices to do now.
Hey, dude, when you next out, you seem like a decent bunch of lads. Wouldn't mind having an underground hardcore game of Paper, Scissors, Stone very soon. Cara and Jodie. Oh, that's big boobs and blonde barmaid. B, smile, kiss.
Right, now, why is he doing an Alan Carr impression?
I don't know.
And who was that?
Dom.
Right, God, how do you know that?
Hey, matey, it's Siobhan. How are you? Mental night on Friday. Crew nights are always... Lol, if said anything nutty to you, I'm sorry, lol. Equals S, how long is my bar? Do you know? Equals P, kiss, kiss, kiss.
I like that one. Again, please.
Hey, matey, it's Siobhan, how are you? Mental night on Friday, crew nights are always lol. If said anything nutty to you, I'm sorry, lol. Equals S, how long is my bar? Do you know? Equals P, kiss, kiss, kiss.
I think I know Siobhan as well.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. And this one, like I said, is read out as written.
Hiya, darling. That has too have been the worst shift I have ever done. I'm so tired now. thanks for giving me a lift home this morn. How you feeling? Hardy har.
Did you send that one? That's how you write texts. I have A-A-V.
No, I didn't say
bin,
that.
Bin, B-I-N.
I don't say bin.
Great, G-R-8. That's you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're doing Chris Miles' show next week and the week after.
Oh, yes.
Right, and I am slightly disappointed. I don't want to crack a whip here because I'm not that kind of guy. But I'm slightly disappointed in the... I'm a bit disappointed in the top quality guest that we've had recently. Nothing against Dick and Dom, but they were walking past when you asked them to read out today's Flirt Divert text. I mean, they're professionals. They poured it out. Listen, I'm speaking. They poured it out of the bag, but that wasn't planned. Which big celebrity pulled out at the last minute then? Come on, you might as well tell us.
Please, may I speak now?
Yeah.
George pulled out.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Pulled out.
Right. Of course he did. Gee, sure, I'd love to read out the Flirt Diver text.
Well, you're not going to get him now, are you? Because he won't do it because you're slagging him off.
I doubt he's listening.
Oh, I'll send him a recording of the show. Tell him to listen again online.
Right, so next week when Chris Moyles is on, like he likes to do now and again, on a tour of various bookshops all over the UK... because I've been a little disappointed recently about the calibre of guests that have been on, I'm going to challenge you all, okay? Each of you, the one that doesn't speak, you, Chopper, and also Laura, find an amazing guest, you'll all take it in turns, right, to book the best guest, one a day, and we'll take it in turns. So maybe, Laura, you can go first. We'll work it out, okay? But
are you
going to
do
turns.
This as well? Yeah, put your money where your big fat gob is.
No.
You're not?
No. So... if you...
who made you the boss of me?
If you... if... it's my name above them doors. If, if you... if
where
you,
it says exit.
If you... if you book the best guest, right, I will give you...
a crack of your whip?
A pay rise.
A pay rise? You're responsible for money now as well.
We'll discuss that off air.
How much?
I can't say. I'm not going to talk about that.
Ballpark figure.
I don't like it. I hate talking about it. I don't like talking about money. But it'll be a pay rise. Whoever books the best guest in the next 2 weeks, and we're going to have one each day, all right? So I'll leave that with you. All right? Okay.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Remember we were talking about Gwen Stefani and how she'd been spotted at a zoo feeding giraffes before a gig in Birmingham last night?
Yeah.
Well, she was on our Radio 1 Legends show yesterday evening. You can listen to that again. Very good selection of music from Gwen between 9 and 10 at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on Listen Again. Someone's been on, Liam, saying she was amazing last night in Birmingham, put on an unbelievable show, and even got the zoo staff tickets to the gig. Now that, see, you don't get that from pop stars anymore.
That's fantastic.
Thank you for letting me feed your giraffes. Now here's some tickets to tonight's show. That is brilliant, isn't it?
The animals go with them? What a great audience that would have been.
Brilliant. That would have been great.
What if you ended up sitting behind the giraffe?
No, that would be rubbish, wouldn't it?
The giraffes would be put on the back row.
Well, you don't know that. There's always
Gwen will be considerate enough.
There's always someone looking like a giraffe. There's always a giraffe in front of me at every gig.
The giraffe will go on the back. The penguins will probably be right at the front. Common sense.
Hello, Radio 1.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, anyway, who are you?
Yeah, I'm David.
David, where are you?
I'm on my way home from Aberdeen.
Well, how can I help today?
I'd like to hear the ladies' brass song you're playing yesterday.
Ah, the ladies' brass. Okay, I'm going to play it after 5 o'clock tonight, because loads of people have been on about it, okay?
Okay.
And in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to talk to the man who made the ladies' brass, okay?
That'll be an interesting interview.
I think you might be right. Right. Matt Damon.
Cheers, Matt Damon.
You wanted it. One of the greatest and shortest songs ever recorded is now about to be on Radio 1 due to immense popular demand when we played this yesterday. It's the Ladies' Brass song. If you have children with you, turn the radio up and get them to sing along now. Ben, your son, he'll be listening, won't he?
Yes, he will.
Right, okay. Ben, Turn the radio up and remember, sing it to Daddy a lot when he comes home this evening because he really likes it as much as you do. Right.
Thanks, Uncle Scott.
Here it is. Turn it up. It could be, with our help, the shortest ever song in the top 40. It's the Ladies' Bras.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
One. National. Radio One.
A lot of people are wondering who the singer is. Some people are asking if it's Rolf Harris. Some people think it's C-3PO off Star Wars. It's not him. It is, in fact, a bloke called Wisby singing the ladies' bras. Hi, Wisby.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Yes, not bad at all.
Now, we played this yesterday for the first time, and people were loving it.
No one got hurt, did they?
No, it was a very positive reaction.
Oh, that's good.
How did it all start, then, this?
It was literally one of those things where you're in a studio doing something else, and then the engineer goes, right, you've got 2 minutes, what do you want to do? And you go, oh, we're paying, might as well do something. And then Johnny, who I was working with, Johnny Trunk, I was working with, said, do that stupid song we used to walk around singing. So we did. It was just one of those daft things. The tune is called The Gonk, and it's from the soundtrack of the original Dawn of the Dead film.
Oh, yeah, people were saying that on the text yesterday.
Yeah, and we're both big fans of that film, and we just used to walk around going, and then somehow, I don't know, we started singing about bras over the top of it. It's literally that happened. And then Danny Baker picked it up. You know Danny Baker, the DJ.
It's the kind of thing that Danny Baker would pick up on, because he's brilliant, that kind of thing. He's on BBC London now.
He is.
And so he played it a few times, and it got up to, like, number 70, didn't it?
It did. It got up to number 70, and then I got an email saying, we're at number 70, so we've got a top 75 hit.
I want it to go higher than that.
Well, I wondered why I wasn't a top 70 hit if I was number 70. Why was I a top 75 hit? What happened to the other four in between?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. So he went a bit nuts about it, and... that's it, really. Yeah, it's just literally. It's one of those, it's a lesson to anybody who hires out a studio for an hour. When you've got 2 minutes left, and the engineer says, "What are you going to do?" Don't say, "Oh no, it's fine. We'll finish now." Do anything you can in the last 2 minutes.
Sing about ladies' underwear.
Yes, just sing about underwear. Sing about dogs. Sing about bananas. It doesn't matter what. Just sing about anything, and somebody will pick it up and do something with it.
Wisby, I'd like to help you to take your chart position a little bit higher.
Well, that's very kind of you.
What would be your ideal chart position?
Number 17.
17.
I want to get to number 17 in the charts.
Okay.
I think you could...
Oh, failing that, number 8. If
okay.
I don't get to number 17, I want to get to number 8.
Yeah, but you could deliver that, couldn't you, Scott, really?
I hope so.
Well, you're not very good at delivering number ones, but what number did the Hoff get to?
I think it was number 3.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, we tried to get David Hasselhoff to number 1.
Oh, yeah.
And we got him to number 3.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
But before we got hold of him, the Hoff was on, like, number 83 or something.
83?
Yeah.
You chopped 80 off.
Yeah.
That's very good.
See, we could do the same.
How did you do that, then? Just by playing it on your radio shows?
Yeah.
And people go, oh, I like that.
And pleading.
There was pleading, yeah.
So if you're looking at number 17, we might... get you to 22.
22, that's all right. That's 5 more than I asked for. Okay, I'll go for that.
Okay. Is it you singing on that track?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And I'm playing on my mother's keyboard.
Could you do us a little bit now, just to reenact it?
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. There you go.
Thank you. Right, okay, well, listen, I'll see what I can do. So number 17 or number 8, yes?
Yeah, either of those two would be great.
It's good to speak to you, SB.
Very nice to speak to you.
I'll do my best.
Good luck.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Chaffers, booked any guests yet?
No.
Right, we're doing Chris Moore's show next week and the week after, and because of the shoddiness of the guests that have been on recently, I set the team a bit of a challenge where...
Hello to all the guests who have been on
recently,
by the way.
I just... think that we could do better sometimes.
Right.
No, it's...
Who recently do you think we could have done better than?
Well, I just think that no effort has been made because Dick and Dom now work for Radio 1. They were walking past the studio and Laura went, oh, can you read out the Flirt Divert text? That no thought went into it, you know?
But who else, though, recently do you think we could have done better?
That's the only ones I can think of at the moment.
Because it was Davina, wasn't it, the week before? Yeah. Could we do better than Davina? McFly, of course, came into the studio, all four of them. That was very nice.
Don't make me feel uncomfortable.
The High School Musical lot as well. Yeah,
I just think that we all need to raise the bar just a little bit. So what I'm going to do...
Katie Tunstall.
What I'm going to do is offer... I said a pay rise.
Louis Walsh.
I said a pay rise earlier.
You did, yeah.
I meant a bonus, which is a one-off payment to whoever books the best guest, and I want a guest a day next week.
Right.
Okay?
So you want me, the one that doesn't speak, and Laura?
Yeah.
You're not going to book anybody.
No, I just want you to take it in turns, all three of you, to book a good guest so we can have one every day for the next 2 weeks when we do Moyles' show.
So how much?
Am I offering you?
Yeah.
Well,
how much do you want? Well, it's going to have to be quite... substantial.
Well, it'd be more than like a fiver or something.
Well, good, because I wouldn't be bothered doing it for a fiver.
Well, how much do you want?
Well, hang on, it's 1 week to it. Well, if it's going to be worth my while, a grand.
Mark, if I had £1,000 in my account right now and you got a great guest, you know that I would give it to you.
Right, so
I've already had 50 quid of my money stolen on this show.
Right.
By that weird woman.
Yeah. So that's gone. So a grand. No, and a grand to the person who booked
silly.
The well, what?
A lot of money, £1,000? I'm a blooming guest.
I'm a very busy man. I've got things to do. If I'm going to actually put any effort into this.
This is not interesting for the listeners. Let's discuss it off air, the amount that we're going to.
Well, let's start at a figure of 1,000.
If you are somebody from a PR company that knows someone famous.
Get in touch with me, we'll split the grand.
If you'd like to help. Either Chappers or Laura out. Don't know how you're going to email the one that doesn't speak because he doesn't really speak or have an email address. But you can do...
You don't have to speak on email.
You can do Mark... Is it mark.chapman.01?
Don't give the... You... Oh, you're such a git.
No, this could help you. I'm only trying to help you, Mark.
Stop it. People could just go to the Chappers and Dave one.
Oh, sorry. chappersanddave@bbc.co.uk. Or laura.sayers@bbc.co.uk. If you'd like to email them, if you know someone famous that might want to come on our show and be a guest next week.
We'll do a deal.
Or the week after.
And split the 1,000.
Tom says, I have WWE legend Billy Gunn available if you like him. Who's that?
I've no idea.
Chopper, I know Zoe, the vocal coach of Joseph and Loose Women for your guest if you'd like it.
The Loose Women need a vocal coach?
I think she just goes on there now and again.
I hate that programme.
Well, so do I.
I'll pass on that. It's very anti-male.
Oh, I don't like it.
You know?
Men are rubbish. Yeah. Girls are brilliant. Yeah. Mall in Swansea. To make it fair on who gets the pay rise, could you do a public vote? Maybe let the listeners decide who is the best guest. I think that's quite a good idea. Maybe I'll just let you lot decide who the best
one
is.
I've got somebody to ring back already. I think they can get me Reg Hollis off the bill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you love the bill?
Yeah.
That 1,000's coming to me.
I want to go a little bit A-list at times during the week. No offence to Reg or whatever his name is from the bill. So, let us know if you've got any guests to help this lot out, and you'll hear the fruits of our efforts next week on The Moyles Show.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hi, team.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're good, yeah. We're just in a bit of a dilemma about next week, really.
Yeah, no. Another fortnight in the early morning slot that is breakfast.
Yeah, I just want some guests. I feel the standards have slipped lately.
Is that why you're offering the bonus?
Yeah, just because, I mean, I'm not being funny, but I don't know. It's not been A-list lately. And I want to change all that.
No, well, I'd agree. But
do you know anyone? Can you help?
He'll give you a grand.
Really? £1,000?
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing that you've actually let that little known secret slip that all presenters and DJs actually pay for their own teams. I think it's really good of you. Do I know anybody?
You know everyone.
Well, the question isn't like, who do I volunteer for you guys? It's who I give my phone to and your team.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, I don't mind giving my phone book to one of your team, but
really?
How much of that bonus is coming back to daddy?
Oh, right.
Well, if I don't have to call you daddy, I'll split it 50-50 with you.
And what if I want you to call me daddy?
This is all sorts of wrong.
How much of a percentage would that be?
You actually want me to pay you to call you daddy?
Just the latest in a long line.
Am I?
I just need some guests. That's all I want. That's all I need. Jeez.
I tell you what, I'll help you out.
Right.
If you call me daddy. Okay.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.